And the Republican National Convention gets underway today in Milwaukee, just 2 days after former President Donald Trump was injured in an assassination attempt.
The event is expected to draw more than 50,000 people to the city as the party is again set to officially nominate Trump on Thursday.
To discuss the convention and the party's platform, we checked in with the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Brian Schimming, on Friday before the assassination attempt on Trump. Schimming told us this is the first time he's attended a national political convention.
Yeah, I'm getting the training wheels on for this one. I've been around politics for a long time, and I was supposed to be a delegate 4 years ago. And then, of course, neither party really had a convention. So it turns out my first national convention, I'll be state chair. It's in our home state. So I'm excited. I'm a homer. I'm actually from Madison. Grew up right next to UW-Madison. My parents both worked at UW-Madison. And so it's exciting to have the convention here in Wisconsin and welcome 50,000 people.
You feel like you're hosting the party at your doorstep in a way.
Well, as it turns out, by coincidence, it's my birthday on Tuesday. So when I throw a party, people come from all the way around the world. We're gonna have over 16,000 media representatives there from over 700 media, from dozens of countries, and it really is not just a state event, a national event. It's an international event. Both conventions are, of course. And so I'm excited and proud that it's going to be here in Wisconsin.
The party has released its platform. This 16-page document includes calls to end early voting and increase deportation of undocumented immigrants. What do you see that is new to this year's party platform?
Yeah, I think really what it gets to, it's obviously with the nominee being Donald Trump, it was a fairly... it was fairly focused on where he wants to go. I think on the issue of immigration, it is one where Joe Biden and the Democrats, in addition to the train wreck that they have caused at the border, that's an issue that is of concern, not just in border states. I have family members in Arizona. It's not just in border states. As they say, every state is a border state right now. We've seen the issue that we have down in Whitewater, where I actually used to be on the city council. And so immigration is certainly a hot issue. But I think as we go into this convention, Kate, right now we know who our nominee is going to be. And the Democrats do not. And they're sitting there with, a four-year sitting president who is clearly the head of their party, has won all his primaries and caucuses and got to this point. And they're sitting here within days of when they intended to go online and vote for the nominee officially. And they're not able to do it because they don't know who their nominee is going to be. The Democrats are in disarray. And frankly, are a party in panic.
I want to ask you about voting. The new party platform calls for an end to early voting, and you have repeatedly encouraged GOP voters to cast ballots early. So with the Wisconsin Supreme Court reversing a near total ban on the drop boxes earlier this month, should Wisconsin Republicans vote early?
Yes, the answer is yes. And I was the first state chair in the country to adopt the early vote program from the Republican National Committee. Can't keep going into Election Day 100 or 200,000 votes down because the Democrats are early voting. We can't keep going into Election Day 100,000 votes down and expect to make it up in 13 hours. I just don't think it's realistic. I think the platform on the same day voting is pretty aspirational. I'm not sure we'll ever get to that. But my position here in Wisconsin is that Republicans should vote early. I think, part of it is a resource issue because, the more we can spend on independent voters who haven't made a decision and the less we have to spend on people who know how they're going to vote, if they would vote early, we save a lot of resources that we can spend on undecided voters. So part of it is that focus. But to be candid, the other part of it is we've kind of crossed the bridge. You're going to have you hear different numbers, right? 40 or 50% of the people are going to vote early, maybe above that. So I don't want to be late to that party. And so I've been a proponent from the day I was sworn in as chairman of Early Vote. I still am. I've talked to the president about it. I've talked to folks of the Republican National Committee about it. I have no reservations about it. And that's my public stand, and it will continue to be.
I want to turn our attention to Project 2025, this conservative policy plan from the Heritage Foundation, you know, calls for overhauling the FBI, abolishing the Education Department, reversing federal approval of abortion pills. We're seeing Trump distance himself from this plan, despite dozens of Trump allies being associated with this 900-some-page document. Are you concerned that this playbook may push voters against Trump in November?
No, I mean, if I get to do guilt, if we get to do guilt by association, I'll start finding some of the Democrat-associated groups that have lots of Democrat allies that are coming up with their positions. Look, the president said publicly that is not about him, and he is not about that. I will tell you, I was in meetings at the Republican National Committee. They met last week in Milwaukee for their regular summer meeting. And in the dozens and dozens of conversations I had with party chairs, national committee men, strategists, everything, not one of them brought up that 2025 plan, not once. So I think that has kind of become a creature of folks on the other side. And frankly, they have to divert people's attention because right now they are behind in the polling in every single swing state, including Wisconsin.
But I wonder, do you find that with the party platform, perhaps short on details, that Project 2025 could fill in with a lot more specifics?
No, I don't. Because nobody within the Republican Party operatively is a party structure. And as I say at the RNC committee meeting last night, literally, I did not hear about that all week long. And so I think the Democrats want people to believe that this is, you know, this is some part of our platform or part of where President Trump is, but it's not. And they can sit and insist on it until they're blue in the face, but they're doing it for their reasons, not for our reasons. And they have a lot of diversion to do, and that certainly is one of them.
We're talking about the Republican National Convention kicking off in Milwaukee with Brian Schimming, chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. So, Brian, the RNC is set to feature speakers throughout the week. There's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's set to speak, former Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley, not to be attending the convention. What Wisconsin voters are Republicans trying to win over with the convention speeches?
Well, I think this is an opportunity for the party to show its best hand, show its stars, show people from around the country. Heck, if I sat down and did a list of people I'd like to have speak at the convention, there'd probably be 200 people on it. But there's only so much time. And I'm glad Governor DeSantis is speaking. I'm not with Nikki Haley. She's already endorsed the president. She's actually released her delegates already. But I think, as with the Democratic Party, the convention every night will feature a lot of our stars and also feature some folks that people don't know. So I think we will have a thrilling week this week in what we see comes out of this convention. I think we'll probably get a little bit of a bump out of it. The Democrats, I don't know if they're trying to figure out how not to have a roll call right now on Joe Biden. So if that's their message and all of our speakers and the things we'll be highlighting at the convention this week is our message, I'm good with that. I'm in a good place there.
What discussions to you are a key priority as the week progresses and so much of the GOP is under one tent, you know, so to speak, at the Pfizer Forum? What are the priorities in these conversations?
We're going to be talking about early vote. We're going to be talking about getting to new voters. I often say, as I travel the state, which, as you know, I do quite a bit, I say to Republican groups around the state, look, there are hundreds of thousands of people in this state of Wisconsin that think like us, act like us, live like us, believe like us, but don't vote. For some reason, they do not vote, and there are hundreds of thousands of them out there. So I think every state chair that I've talked to at the RNC meeting, I think they're really focused kind of operationally on getting to people who have not voted, getting new voters in. And that, you know, is something you tend to try to do in a presidential year anyway, because a lot of people, you know, probably pay attention to politics in a presidential year that might not. So for me, it's early vote. It's getting new voters that are probably center right, you know, moderate to more conservative. I mean, one of the things, Kate, I mean, in Wisconsin, we have had 12 races in 24 years. Think about this number. We have had 12 races in 24 years in Wisconsin, a state of 6 million people, that have been decided by less than 30,000 votes. 12 races in 24 years. Most recently, Ron Johnson's race was about 26 or 7,000. Scott Walker lost by about 30. Attorney General Brad Schimmel lost by about 20. So this is about getting to our base folks, also getting to new voters and getting them out. And I will tell you, as kind of one of the group of seven, there's not, Wisconsin is not one of 50 states this year. We're one of about seven. You know, and we all, you know, we kind of pick the other ones, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Michigan, New Hampshire, maybe. We're kind of one of those states that this election, to be candid, comes down to. And to the extent that we can do our job as state parties with the Republican National Committee to find those new voters and get them out to vote, that's how we're going to win.
Issues are one of the reasons people get out to vote. The platform mentions very little on abortion, with only one sentence saying that the party will oppose late-term abortion. And you, in the press conference, you said that Republican candidates in 2022 may have mishandled the issue. Can you talk further about the stance on abortion and what you mean by that?
So largely the Republican Party is a pro-life party. I don't think there's any question about that. I think there are, you know, and pretty strong pro-life party, but, you know, there are a variety of views underneath that tent as well. The president has said, President Trump has said that he would not sign a nationwide abortion ban and, you know, has a different view on, so he is still pro-life, but has more, you know, has a different view than some folks do. But one of the advantages that we have here is, while we're certainly a pro-life party, the president has kind of laid out where he's going to be on this issue. And so we'll be talking to voters. I mentioned at my presser last week at the state capitol, there were a lot of folks where that was a number one issue on both sides. But I thought, my impression, and if this sounds self-critical of the party, then that's what it is. My impression was that Republicans did not handle it well in 2022 and sometimes ran from the issue. So I encourage candidates not to run for it, to talk honestly about where they are and not run from it. And I think we probably did that 2 years ago. That was my impression of it anyway.
Quickly here, before we have to let you go, the convention expecting to draw large rallies and marches. Will you be paying attention to their messages, or do you feel it's a distraction to the convention?
Well, Kate, I won't have a choice but to pay attention, because the parade route goes in front of my hotel. So I have a feeling I'll be paying a lot of attention to various protests and groups. You know, and that's all fine. I mean, really, it's in everybody's best interest, not just Republicans, but the city of Milwaukee, county of Milwaukee, the whole state, to have a positive convention. But as I say, I'm a homer. I'm from Wisconsin. I'm from Madison here. I want it to be a positive experience for the delegates coming in. And I want to showcase Milwaukee and Wisconsin to the world.
Brian, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it was great being with you.
That is Brian Schimming, chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. We talked with him last Friday, and in that conversation, we mentioned that former presidential candidate Nikki Haley was not planning to be at the convention in Milwaukee. And since then, she said she will attend and take part.
Thank you.